Get some of your ticket texts. We'll get right to the phones. How do you sum up this season? Chris in Oakland Township, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just kind of wanted to weigh in on the situation with the Lions. I think some folks need to kind of adjust their expectations and talk about, you know, what does it mean to have a successful or unsuccessful season? And so there's the game and then there's the season. And, of course, I'm sad. I'm heartbroken about the game on Saturday. But, you know, overall, I really think it was a tremendously successful season. I think it was the most exciting season of Lions football that I've seen in my entire life. And I wouldn't trade the season for anything. I've got two young kids. I took my two young kids and my wife to the game on Thanksgiving. And that was magical. And I have really enjoyed watching these guys really just handle all their opponents all season long. And, you know, at the end of the day for me is, are you entertained or not entertained by what you've seen on TV? And I was highly entertained, very engaged, and I'm super happy to be a fan. So overall, again, I'm very pleased and very happy with the way that the season went. Would love to have won that last game and still be in the playoffs, but that's just not where we're at.
Chris, I think there's probably going to be a lot of people where I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, because everybody wanted to get something different out of the season. And I think I don't think there's anybody looking at it going, everyone wanted a Super Bowl out of this season. That was my expectation. And I'm okay with everybody saying their expectation was the Super Bowl. And if you wanted to get some enjoyment out of it, if you loved the ride along the way, I'm not going to tell you that you need to say that this season was a failure or a waste or any of that. And the ultimate goal is winning a Super Bowl. And do you think that they were good enough to have won a Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, I think they were good enough. I think, you know, we'll probably reboot next season. We're going to have basically the same team, unless the coaches, but I think we'll have another successful year next year. I don't see any reason why we won't.
I just have a hard time calling this year a success. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. We have phone calls. You guys can do that yourself and express yourself. But I have a hard time calling it a success.
It's all in what somebody wants to get out of it, because fans are going to be at different levels, right? There are the extreme fanatics that, I mean, they may not come up for air. We had somebody yesterday call in and say they're getting rid of all of their Lions gear because they can't stand the fact that this was such a failed opportunity. And I'm okay with using the term failure, because the goal is to win the Super Bowl. They were built to win the Super Bowl this year. There were some things that they had to overcome, as every team does, but they came up short. So it was a failure. Where I'm not willing to go is to say that it was a waste of a year, because I don't know what is to come. If they don't learn from the mistakes that they had, whether it's coaches, players, and yes, I put Goff in that category because he had some self-inflicted wounds, especially in that playoff game, that you can't have. He got outside the game plan, got outside of what the coaches were asking him to do, and it ultimately cost him the game. But if you can learn from this, and it ultimately ends in a Super Bowl championship, and you could point to things that happen next year or the year after and say, you know what, they did this better than they did in 2024, then to me, it's not a waste.
I agree to a point. Next year, if they win the Super Bowl, that season doesn't justify wasting this season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we all have to use the lessons that we learn throughout life.
So we're confident they're going to learn the lesson.
Because saying they're confident. That's why I say I don't know.
Right.
It's an unknown. That's why I would look back in 5 years and say, was it a waste? If they don't use it to motivate them to make themselves better, then yeah, it was a waste.
For me, too, just the frustration. Like, I can vividly go back to whenever it was in the third quarter, right before Hutchinson got hurt in Dallas. And I remember literally sitting there during that game and thinking, oh, my freaking God, this team has the look of like a dominant, you know, type of team that you see, you know, once every decade or so in the NFL. And then he got hurt. And then they looked like they could overcome him. And they actually did. But then other things started to fall, you know? And I just think, too, I do think there's something. We've had this tone on Ticket Text the last few days. I do think there's a slight arrogance to the game plan on Saturday. And that ticked me off a little bit. And I do think the team needs to learn and remember who their quarterback is. And that you have to put him into a little bit of a cocoon. Because I'd love you to find me the game since Goff has been in Detroit where the Lions have given up 40 and law and won. That he can't go toe-to-toe in a shootout because he will make a mistake. He had 4 turnovers on Saturday. He had 2 against Minnesota. And don't forget the Van Ginkle play, which would have changed that game critically.
I think there's not going to be many quarterbacks that win when you give up 40 as a point right. of emphasis.
Yeah, you score
there.
40 points and you should win that game.
Yeah, now
right, you should.
Yeah.
And that's on the defense too.
No, yeah. I
but your quarterback can't match. He throws pick sixes in those games. He did it against the Eagles and Seahawks in 2022. He did it this last week. I don't think people understand. Like, I can't stand the people on Ticket Text who think turnovers weren't the number one reason.
Yeah, Ticket Text
5-0.
Ticket Text says Goff wasn't the reason. It's the whole Ticket Text. And I would just stress, Goff was a huge reason why this team had the number one offense. He was a major reason why they won 15 games. He is their quarterback. They can win playoff games with him. But he is the single biggest reason the season is over right now. Because while they were injured on defense, they were good enough to beat the Commanders if he doesn't turn the ball over 4 times, including 3 in the first half. You want to know why he had to press? Because he kept making mistakes. You know, both things are true. I think we can view Goff as still the long-term quarterback while not sugarcoating it. They win that game if he plays the way he did all season long. If he plays that clean, in control, orchestrating quarterback football. He didn't. Ticket Texter's talking about what this season really meant, says season wasn't a waste for the team. No one can control injuries. They weren't beating Philly anyway or the Rams. See, that was not the notion a week ago. That was not what people said a week ago. And now it's the coping mechanism to somehow make this season a success. That's never been how the season would be defined. It's not how the coaches define the season. It's not how the players define the season. I think the fans got to get with it. This is a different era of Lions football that is not defined by we won a few regular season games more than we're used to.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that have said that the season ultimately was a failure.
But not a waste.
Yeah, because I think
I
you throw
this
in
is
the
stupid
the,
semantics.
It but. Is. And you're kind of annoying me. But and I'm not trying to get you to agree with me, but I'm the perspective I'm coming with is the time frame. And right now, this season in the moment is a failure. I'm not willing to say it's a waste if it's a missed opportunity.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For sure. The best opportunity this team has ever had, this franchise has ever had, but it only becomes a waste if you don't use it to make yourself better.
Would you call it a wasted opportunity? Let's get to the phones. 248. He's going to slap me.
Punch
He's going to slap me. Let's go to Brandon in St. Clair Shores. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. I was.
All right. So the reason why I think it's a waste is the same reason why I think the 16-0 Patriots, when they lost in the Super Bowl, that year was a waste for them, too. You have the opportunity, you have the group of guys for once to win a Super Bowl, and I think every time you fail to accomplish that goal, it's a wasted season.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how I look at it. They can overcome it in the future. They can learn from it in the future. They haven't learned from it yet, though. They haven't. And they didn't learn from it the year before, as evidenced by they didn't even make it to the NFC title game this year. It's not a given. I think that's the other thing. We had a Ticket Texter put it in an interesting way. says, here lies the 2024 Lions, an appetizer of a season and a promissory note of great things on the horizon. This is only the beginning, signed Mike. They've had two cracks at it. I think they've got at least another couple cracks at it. But they're probably at the midpoint of this window.
That you think, yeah.
Well, without more roster manipulation, cap surgery. Well,
there's going to be roster manipulation every year. Yeah, there's going to be cap surgery every year.
But I'll give you an example.
Some of it's going to be major surgery. Some of it's going to be minor surgery.
The Chiefs' first Super Bowl with Mahomes versus the Chiefs' roster today in only a five-year span. It's a very different roster. There's a couple key pieces, but a lot of the roster has to turn over. So
it's possible. You're saying it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible. But, okay. But you're going to have to
turn. Brad Holmes, you know, can he draft well?
Yeah, I think he can, John.
Okay.
But as they currently sit, this is...
Well, we currently sit here not knowing what this draft or free agency or trades will produce.
Phone calls and more. What do you say about this season? Success, failure, waste? What word would you use? It's 97.1.